Oh, bitch boy, I call from the parlor. That's your cue to scurry into view from some corner where I bid you to await my every whim. Eyes down, you appear on your hands and knees. Yes, you don't even look at me without permission. But I can see your little dicklet, perhaps caged, twitching with anticipation. Get the dildo mask, I demand. Yes, mistress. Soon you return, clutching the straps in your teeth. If you aren't caged, I'll order you to hold the dong up next to your pitiful erection. Even though we've done this many times before, and you never grow in between sessions, checking your growth isn't the purpose. Reminding you of why the dildo is going into my pussy and not your little wiggle worm is. Put it on, I say. Eyes still downcast, you fit the straps around the lower half of your face, cinching them tightly. You know from experience which dong I want you to use, and I can't help but giggle every time at the spectacle of 10 fat and realistic inches of silicone jutting out from the area over your mouth. Come here, cockmouth, I demand, and you scurry over. Only then do I part my thighs and scoot my glorious ass to the edge of the seat, slinging one leg over either arm of my easy chair. I never do give you permission to look at my naked pussy, freshly waxed and already wet with arousal at the thought of your humiliation and the orgasm I will soon enjoy at your expense. But when I tell you, fuck me, you can't help but catch a glimpse as you maneuver the dong into place. You might give a groan, which you are allowed, and which signifies that your little wee-wee is aching, painfully hard, but you know better than to touch it. In fact, I may order you to perform your duty hands-free and keep them behind your back. After all, you don't need your hands. You've been trained well also at how I like to be fucked with the face mask. How I like to have you ease all that silicone into my tight pussy. I have a riding crop in hand in case you do something that displeases me or to signify that I want something else. One sting between your shoulder blades means slow down. Two means faster. Three means harder. Four means stop. We make quite the two-piece symphony. My moans, your groans, the squelching wetness of the dong at turns oozing and pounding in and out, the stings of the riding crop, building to a crescendo until I explode with cries of ecstasy and you with cries of frustration, muffled by the ball gag with which you hold the dong firm. If you've fucked me exceedingly well, I may allow you to suck the dong clean before scurrying back to your corner or cage. But back to your corner or cage you will go, dripping frustrated pre-cum all the way. Does it seem cruel? I've often said a mistress must be cruel to be kind. And it does a slave no service to allow him to believe he could ever have more. If you'd like to learn more about my kinks and fantasies, please feel free to visit my blog at sensual-dom.com. Goodbye now.